Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. That's a little Tommy Two-Tone bringing this back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Lennox Cornwall, and Lennox is a small business owner just like you and me, but he's been to town. He's been to corporate. He's been in corporate America, too, so he knows both sides of the marketplace, the big side and the small side. And the small side is more fun, isn't it, Lennox?
To me, it is. It's definitely more fun. I mean, you know, there are days when I get to work in my pajamas. It's not that I'm not being productive. I'm writing like a crazy man because I still love to write books. And I can do it at my own pace without any nonsense. I can sneak into my little cupboard and eat cookies while no one's looking because no one's here to see me. So, exactly. Yeah, I love that. I do love that.
Embracing Failure, Your Key to Success. That's the book by Lennox Cornwall. I know the book's available wherever books are sold. Why don't you tell us how we can find you online?
Absolutely. The best place would be lennoxcornwall.com.
All right. So just like it sounds, two N's in Lennox. And so, Lennox, we're talking about your thoughts on how to recover from any mistake. And we talked in the previous segment about, you said, be sure to know where you are. One of my mentors used to say, check your position. Learn what you can from the mistake. See if you can do anything to prevent another one, and decide whether you would change anything. Now, what's next?
The next one would be to salvage the good. Now, not every mistake is going to lead to a multi-billion-dollar idea like penicillin or Viagra or Post-it notes. Mostly, they're going to, you know, lead to pain, suffering, and loss. However, this is where the game starts. The strong survive and the weak will perish in this sort of situation. So, regardless of how bad things are, there's always a silver lining. There absolutely always is. And the silver lining is discovered by being positive and thinking positively. And I know not everybody likes to hear that, but it's the truth. So start thinking right, start thinking solutions rather than problem, and you'll start seeing the good. And then you transmute that experience, the bad experience, into one that you can actually succeed from in a future endeavor.
Well, one thing you should absolutely expect to get as a payday for your mistake. And I mean, if you don't, then you need to check your position again. And that is, any mistake should give you clarity. What do you think?
I love that, Jim. There's a guy, I can't remember his name now, but I once heard him say that life is like a well-balanced scale. What you don't want on one side, you get on the other side. So if you have a big mistake, every time I make a mistake, and of course I still make them this life, if it's a big one, I think, yes, because I know I can really parlay that into something bigger, a bigger success. So that scales has got to balance. So something
right.
Good is coming to me.
Well, and that clarity, I liked the person who said it best was Edison. He said, failure is successfully discovering what doesn't work.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
That's absolutely beautiful.
What's another way we can recover from failure?
Well, number six would be to jettison what cannot be used. I find so many people stuck in the blame game or wallowing in their bile of the mistake that they made. They're blaming this one, they're blaming that one, they're blaming the other one. And what they allow to happen is a whole big wall 60 feet thick and 1,000 feet high to be between them and the dreams that they had. And they start not trusting anyone. They stop trusting themselves. They stop trusting everybody else. And this is really no way to live. It's really an admission of death, if you like. Yes, they're walking and they're breathing, but they're really among the ranks of the living dead. And I really would counsel not to fall victim of this. Life is too wonderful to dwell on the coulda, woulda, shoulda.
Mm-hmm.
So let's resolve not to be in that place.
Well, that's exactly right. And the people around you sometimes, You might have a tendency to blame some of them, but they might have been following your lead. They might have been working off of some of your information. You might have been a negative impact, had a negative impact on them. So, here's something maybe we should stick in here right now. To me, it's one of the most important concepts in the marketplace, especially management, especially entrepreneurship, Linux, and that is redemption. Redeem yourself and redeem your idea and redeem the people around you when you make mistakes. What do you think?
I think that's another beautiful thing, Jim. And one of my little mottos now is to take 100% responsibility for everything in your life. And the degree to which we take responsibility is the degree to which we're going to succeed. It doesn't matter whose fault it is. It could be something that you had absolutely nothing to do with. But if it's going to affect you, you have to take responsibility and respond to that, whether it's good, bad, or ugly, and then move on.
And resolve to never get in. That's your last point, and I love what you're saying there. Talk to us about your thoughts on that.
Yeah, well, you know, this is a phenomenal one. You know, I've got 2 grandkids, Jim, and 1 on the way, and I learned so much from those kids. You know, the ability for them to be persistent and just keep asking why, for example, or I want this, and not stopping until you cave in. And I'm always a victim of their success in that I cave in. So the discipline to continue going, regardless of what the circumstances you see around you, keep the vision of what you wanted. And this is I'm not saying this is easy, but it's essential. A good example would be, you know, being in business and seeing everything not going the way you want it, but keep the vision is where it's going to take you to where you want to get.
LinuxCornwall.com, is that right?
Yes, sir.
The book is called Embracing Failure. Hey, Linux, good job today. Come back soon.
Sounds like a plan, Jim. I'd love to.
Linux Cornwall, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.